in this dunya, in this world, in the everyday life that we live in this dunya, there is an experience that we have gone through, that if we look at the big companies, the big firms, the big organizations which have big departments within them, and they release advertisements, etc. So, as I was saying, that adverts are released, there's publicity, marketing from the big firms, from the big companies, from big organizations, that for example on this post or for this role we will give so many perks, and then they describe or list out the perks and the bonuses and the facilities that they will give to a person in that role. For example, you'll get a big house, and in that house there'll be a big garden, there'll be a swimming pool, and also included you'll have all the facilities that you need for your everyday life. You'll have rooms with attached bathrooms, fitted furniture, etc., carpets, fitted carpets, and it won't just be a nice big house, a very nice beautiful garden, and a nice swimming pool. So for a certain job advert, a job, the roles, and on top of the role of the job, the organization is mentioning the perks and the attractions of the job. That you won't just get a house fully paid for, furnished, you'll get a car paid for, you'll get food included, you'll get cooks or servants, and you'll think, oh, this is a good job, a lot of facilities that they're giving with this job. Not just the salary, not just the wages, but on top of the wages there are perks, there are benefits. So you see in the adverts, and it says this much, so much, so much salary plus benefits. Then you look at the benefits that listed out. But if you have these qualifications, then you can apply. So then you think, the individual thinks, oh, this is a very good opportunity. It's a good job. It's a good role. Good salary. Good wages. And benefits on top of that. Brilliant. So then you'll think, that okay, what do I need to do to fulfill the requirements, the criteria? Because in the advert, it says that this is the job. This is the role that we have, this is the salary we pay and the benefits, but to apply for this you need to have these criteria need to be fulfilled. So then you'll go through that list of criteria and think, do I have these skills and qualifications and necessities, etc.? And then everyone you know will say, oh, apply for this job, it's a very good opportunity, so many things you're getting, you won't get a chance like this again, etc. And then you'll give full effort to apply for that role or job. And we see that in this world. That's how people look for a job. They think, what sort of facilities will we get? If I get that job, we will have to go. But have we ever read the Quran? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We definitely have read the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala has released many, you can say, adverts, announcements in the Quran. And I was reading a surah before I came, and I thought, this is a great announcement of Allah. We never thought about this announcement. Such a great surah, and the verses within, that Allah Ta'ala has given us guidance and facilities. Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah Ta'ala, I don't remember all the whole verse, but just little bits, and I will present at your service. So Allah Ta'ala starts from here that Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala talks about rizq. Rizqun ma'loom. Allah Ta'ala says that in the announcement that Allah Ta'ala is making in the Quran, that this is a great publicity. And the first facility Allah Ta'ala says I'll give to you is that rizq I will give to you, that wealth, at this place or upon this role that you fulfill, Allah Ta'ala has totally in detail mentioned in the Quran what the person will get. The whole Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, I've mentioned to you about those rizq, those sources of wealth and sustenance, that such a rizq that you will be given when you fulfill these criteria. This is such a post that Allah Ta'ala is announcing. Then on top of that, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاكِهَوْنَ, that alongside, in parallel with the rizq, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you full benefits, that you'll be immersed in the luxuries and you'll get delicacies, Allah is saying, not just dry fruit and nice fruit, but on top of that, delicacies that you'll enjoy. And all of this every man desires, isn't it? All of us, if we think about it, that Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you that status, you could say respect. You will have such a protocol and status and image that you cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala says you'll have servants and workers, people waiting. Just like in the world, you have people waiting for you. The police is waiting, the army is waiting, and they're elevating a person's status. And there you'll have thousands of people lining the road and the streets, waiting for you and recognizing you and elevating you. This is an advert. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, then Allah Ta'ala goes further in the verse to give the definition of how the people will live in paradise. Allah says, the house that is being prepared for you, in which you will live, and the luxuries you will get, the good items you'll get within the house. Jannatun Na'im, Allah Ta'ala says, that are beautiful gardens I'll give to you in your homes. Massive mansions, and you'll have luxury and rest. You'll recline. Mutaqabilun. Then Allah says that I will also lay down the thrones and the seats and the special couches for the people in paradise. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll lay down those couches. We cannot imagine what they'll be like, how comfortable and luxurious. Then Allah Ta'ala says that your guests, your friends, just like your friends in the world who come to you in the evening and you have a chit chat, for example. And Allah says that there in the evening you went to pray Isha, you didn't have time to sit with somebody, or in the morning in Tahajjud time, you felt like also you wanted to sit down and have a chit chat with people. No, I've got to get up in the morning for Tahajjud. Allah says, no, you won't have that worry anymore. In that mansion you'll have thrones and seats and couches and beautiful seats and cushions, and then your friends will be seated in front of you, to your left and right, in front, behind you, all around you. Wow, these are the words of the Quran, the promise of the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala says that you and your friends will sit amongst each other, and then a river of alcohol, sharab, flowing. Allah has mentioned this in the Quran, and that river of alcohol flowing, this will be there for you. And for example, those who serve the alcohol, they will be sat on the banks of that river, and these will be those people who recognize you from the world, and they will fill up the goblets and the glasses for you and the cups for you, and they'll fill up that those goblets and glasses and containers with the alcohol and serve it to you, and you'll drink that and you'll be enjoying yourself, chit chat, talking, no salah, no fasting, no fard actions, nothing at all. You'll be sat there relaxed. No day, no night, no passing of the time, nothing to be concerned about. And then you'll be having a chit-chat. You'll recognize, oh, this man used to live in Bolton and he was from this. Not that Allah says you'll forget everything and go to a new world. You'll know everything. We used to sit down in Bolton. We used to go to this Masjid Al-Falah. This was Haji Sahib. I used to know him. Those people you think about with love in the hereafter, they will come to you. They'll be with you. They'll be around you. Subhanallah. And you'll remember, oh, there was that Haji Sahib. He was a good man. And I used to go to him and say salam. Sometimes he'd give me tea. And suddenly, tak, Haji Sahib will come to you. Oh, Kemcho, Saruche, how are you? Do you remember me? Oh, yes, I know you from that place. We used to meet each other. Kya hal hai? How are you? And how is everything? Subhanallah. And then after that, the discussions will continue and alcohol will flow and be drunk. And alcohol, don't think it's that wasteful alcohol that here we see in the world. They drink, after a few sips they get drunk and they start breaking glass and abusing and beating the wife and the children just after two sips. No, Allah says you will drink so many glasses, and the more you drink, the more your wisdom will increase, your hamd and durood and dhikr and salam will increase, and you'll be closer to Allah with drinking the alcohol. In other words, you won't get drunk, you won't become an animal, a wild beast, but through that alcohol, drinking that in the hereafter, you'll get closer to Allah, qurbi ilahi, say subhanallah. So this is the publicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses of the Quran. And no wasteful discussions. Allah will say, carry on drinking, and you'll drink more and you'll talk to each other more. You say, oh, drink more. And then Allah says, I'll tell you another fact. There'll be another thing that you'll enjoy there in the hereafter paradise that you like, and without that your life is a waste. You cannot even move around in the world without that. I've prepared for you this in the hereafter. But how? Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Qasiratut Tarful Ain. There are those women you used to run after in the world, and your life wouldn't pass even a day. You are desperate. Isn't everybody needs? I need a wife. I need to get married. You'll have such whores, Allah says, in the hereafter. Allah says, Qasiratut Tarful Ain. That their haya and their shame, the limit of their haya and their shame is so great, Allah says, maximum. They'll be full of modesty and haya. Their eyes will be lowered and beautiful like pearls that are spread out. They'll be sat next to you, Allah Ta'ala says, not one, many, many. Allah Ta'ala says, not a few, but many. Look, food, alcohol, friends, a beautiful wife. Yeah, Sufiyab, is this not enjoyment? We're wasting our time, aren't we? Yes, brothers are listening and enjoying. and that after driving the taxi you're so tired and exhausted, and we're talking about this is Quran, my brothers. I was just reading this verse. The subhanAllah, such a beautiful thing. Let's talk to our friends about this, I thought tonight. That we read Tarawih, Tarawih, Tarawih. Don't know what's come and gone. We just read Tarawih. This is the advertisement that Allah Ta'ala has laid out in the Quran for the hereafter. For who? For who? For us. We, the mu'mins, were qualified to attain this, to claim this in the hereafter, to demand this. We've reached to this level. One qualification we got total is that we have iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So we've already ticked the box after the first criterion on the list, the first criteria point on the list. Allah Ta'ala has given that to us. We have iman, we have belief, so we can rightfully claim this. Allah says, there will be hoors, maidens, your wives, your beautiful women. You'll be seated there, eating, drinking, talking, enjoying yourself, lying down on your couches, your thrones, your seats. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that this is for that person who will be qualified to claim this. Allah has given the advert. But Allah says, I need the qualification to be fulfilled. What is that qualification? Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says that if you have the qualification, then you will get the reward. Another verse comes here. Allah Ta'ala says that when all of this occurs, subhanAllah, you'll see a person from the world. Allah Ta'ala will show a person from the world. Allah will show. And He will say that this man, oh no, no, no. You'll be, oh, I'm destroying her. He said that when I used to prepare myself for the, that I want to bring these qualities into my life so I can get these rewards and get this role and get this job or get this position in after. And he used to laugh at me and mock me. He said, oh, you stupid. Are you mad? Why are you running after this deen and you're wasting your time doing these actions to get these so-called rewards? And now look at him. Where is that person now? At that time, that person will recite the hamd, the subhanallah. Allah, how you save me. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاسِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. Allah mentions them. With them will be mates of modest gaze and most beautiful of eyes. So this is the advert of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you desire this, brothers? If you want this, then put your hands up. I'll put my both hands up. Surah. This is Surah Saffat in the Quran. Allah ta'ala has meticulously described, and I'm using the word advertise, for the role of the hereafter. Who wants this role? Who wants this position after? Allah says, I've given you 70 years or 80 years or 50 years for this reason. Qualify yourselves. Study and work hard in this world, make effort and get the qualification for thereafter. So Allah will give us this reward. And those who will get qualifications in this world, and Allah Ta'ala announces, and the people in the world, they'll accept that these are the awliya Allah, those who've passed those qualifications and passed the test. And the Hazrat Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chusti, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, Hazrat Bayezid al-Bastami, Hazrat Fazal al-Qurayshi, Hazrat Sheikh Ali Murtaza, my Sheikh, they were the people that today their events are discussed, because they attained the qualifications, they passed the test. Soon as they departed this world, Allah Ta'ala gave them the reward of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. So this is it, what we need to see. Allah Ta'ala has shown. And we say, oh, look at them, what teachers are these? They've torn clothes, and they're poor, and why are they wasting the time in the world? Na'uzubillah, and they're going to stay poor in the hereafter as well. Astaghfirullah, this is not the case. The awliya Allah, who take this qualification to the hereafter, they have torn clothes, and they have broken down homes, and they have like mud homes, and they have difficulty in this world, and they have dry bread, and some days they have no food. They don't look at the people, how many houses does he have, how many mansions in Pakistan, and how many palaces does he have. People don't recognize him in the world. They don't even have relatives who ask them. Even their close relatives don't ask them. They say, oh, he's poor, he ain't got no money, oh, he's going to die one day and we're going to bury him, maybe not. But they are those who have the qualifications before they die for thereafter. And when they die, when they pass away, Allah Ta'ala demonstrates to the people of the world, the public, that this man, he's come to my dream today. He died yesterday. Yar, he was wandering around in a massive house in paradise. I saw him in my dream. He was in the garden of paradise. I've seen such a person like this myself. Myself, I tell you the truth. I've witnessed this myself. I was shocked. I was surprised that he had such a maqam, this human being. And we, the people of the world, never recognized him. We never imagined that he was like this. We thought he was a normal person who had no status. But Allah Ta'ala says that he read this verse of the Quran. He said, oh, I want to get the qualification so I can get these rewards. And he started to work hard. And alhamdulillah, before dying, he attained that level and that role. And Allah Ta'ala gave him that position before he died. Allahu Akbar. He got the reward, he got those qualifications. So subhanAllah, shall I tell you the qualifications so you can prepare? Shall I tell you the list? Look, Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran. Allah has told us this here straight away, that this is the reward you'll get. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, إِلَّا عِبَادُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. That these words I've told you, to which people I'm telling this? Who are those people who are going to get these things? مُخْلِصِينَ, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. These rewards that we discussed. Yes? Who will get these people? Yeah?
That Allah Ta'ala says that these rewards, bayda illa dhati li sharibin. Yes, and the wind of maqasiratu tarfi'in. Allah says that those people, the ulama ikram, the scholars, the wali Allah, they have defined this verse. They've already got this maqam. So who are the mukhlisin that will get these rewards? Allah Ta'ala says. So now, if we understand who are the mukhlisin, then we should try upon this so that we can get all these rewards. It cannot just be that we read the Quran and we'll get this and we just do dua. Allah says, no, if you want this status, if you want this reward in the hereafter, then you have to fulfill the criteria. Allah Ta'ala says, if you get the stamp, the seal, only then will you get these rewards in the hereafter. So who are the mukhlisin? Mukhlis is that person who inside and outside is one. He is khalis. He is pure. Inside and outside, he is one. On top, he prays salah. Inside, he should be honest. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So if he prays salah and does ibadah, inside he should be honest as well. On top, outwardly, physically, he's doing hajj. And inside, inwardly, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, he doesn't backbite against anybody. He doesn't have envy against anybody. He doesn't have enmity against anybody. He doesn't consume anybody's mal. He doesn't deceive anybody. He doesn't have envy or hatred against anybody. He doesn't have malice against anybody. Then, both inwardly and outwardly, externally and internally, he's a person who fulfills the rights and the orders of Allah, prays salah, fulfills the sunnah, face, outward appearance, physically, inwardly, spiritually, he is a reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. Outwardly, externally, physically, he's implementing the sunnah, and inwardly, spiritually, in the batin, he fulfills all of the rites of the batin, and he demonstrates the batin, the spiritual side of Islam. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the example of akhlaqi husana, the upper limit, the highest limit of akhlaq. Externally, the sunnah, externally, the practice of the Prophet, and inside, internally, the beautiful akhlaq, that whenever he speaks, a beautiful fragrance, nice speech, honest speech, peaceful speech, nothing inwardly also is against the sunnah. Inwardly and outwardly demonstrating the sunnah. So the person who qualifies on this level, the inward, he is peaceful, pure. Because dhahir, everyone you can see, dhahiri, every man of Bolton in Ramadan, he prays salah, keeps the fast, he does this and that, ibadat, worship, fine. Fine. But inwardly, batini, spiritually, then we all fall down and we fail. Look, what was the akhlaq? لَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ That the Prophet ﷺ, he came to teach us. And look in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, there was a person, at one stage he was the enemy of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Sufyan. And these were the days of Makkah. And he was the head of the people of Makkah. And there were difficulties and problems and hurdles that the Muslims and the Mu'mineen experienced in Makkah. The Sahaba Kram and the Prophet ﷺ, it was a severe time in Makkatul Mukarramah after Islam came about in their own homes and their own people, their relatives, they gave the persecution and difficulties to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba. It wasn't the strangers who did this, their own relatives and friends. 3 years there was, you can say, sanctions on the Muslims. They couldn't get food. Their houses were locked up. They couldn't even get leaves to eat. Once Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu was asked, is there anything to eat? He said, I have nothing to eat. Inside under my armpit, there's a very dried up piece of bread, you could say, or a leaf. And that was immersed in water and then eaten. This was the halat of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who were those people who gave the difficulties? Abu Sufyan and his people. And if Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could make amends with those people straight away. But no, Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that ups and downs will come in life. Severity will come in life. These deen isn't just this that you're sat on the garden of flowers, you've prayed salah, you've done hajj, and rizq should come guaranteed according to our desires and likes. We want things to happen as soon as we get up in the morning and we ask for duas, our duas are fulfilled. I don't want difficulties. My children should be fine, my wife should be fine, my rizq should be flowing, and I should be wealthy, my shop should be running nicely. Why? Because I pray salah and I pray salah and I still got problems. Why have I got problems? This is not deen, my friends. We shouldn't complain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the example was given. This is life, and life is a series of tests, challenges, ups and downs. Allah Ta'ala can test us in various ways, and we should be prepared for this. What is the preparation? That in no way or form should we leave the rope or the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us happiness and wealth and business and big cars, but we should be sticking to the deen at that time, and we should be firm on the path of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if Allah gives ghurbat and poverty and we're poor and we've got difficulties, no worries. We are still firm on that same deen with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are attached.
nor in happiness or sadness do we leave the deen. We have no problem. Whatever situation Allah Ta'ala keeps us in, we should be deendar. Those who follow the deen, follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the test for the human being. We shouldn't let the situation of the world change our deen, our iman. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed this example in the Quran, and then poverty came and the drought came, and such a drought came that same qawm, they started to eat haram dogs and cats. They didn't know where to get water from. They were in severe drought and difficulty. The people of Makkah, they were trembling, and they knew, Abu Sufyan party knew, that this is the Prophet of Allah and he has got power and he is humble and he is the one who can bring about prosperity. They knew, they all recognized the Prophet ﷺ, but it was takabbur, pride, that despite knowing who the Prophet ﷺ was, but they did not accept, they did not come about to accepting him and believing in him or following him. Yes, so they knew that this was the Prophet ﷺ, but they said, no, we're not going to submit to him as a prophet. Why should I accept him? He's a wali Allah, or he's a pious person. This, you understand what I'm saying, Mulana? This is the pride that annihilates a person. But from inside, subhanallah. So when a person internally, he annihilates his nafs, his desires, and those things that prevent him from recognizing pious, then you can get close to Allah. Because the maqsad is to attain Allah's nearness, Allah's qurb. Somewhere or other in life, a person should submit and bow to the fact that he is inferior and somebody else is superior. So Abu Sufyan and his people, they would not accept that the Prophet ﷺ was superior, that they were inferior. They said, no, we are greater than him, we are better than him, we are richer than him and wealthier than him. So when the drought came to Makkah, and severity came and difficulties came to the Quraysh and to the Kufar of Makkah, then Abu Sufyan came and said, O Prophet of Allah, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is your qawm, we are your people, we are your tribe, we are from you. Look at this. He didn't say that we're your enemies. They said, we are from your tribe and from your clan. Can you not see that the drought has come and people are eating animals and they're consuming wrong things and we're struggling? Can you not see that we're struggling? Why don't you ask your God to end this drought? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu didn't say, you gave me difficulty and problems, and first believe in Allah, first prostrate to Allah. Wasn't it? This was not the time to do tabligh, and this is not the glory of Islam, that you force somebody to come into Islam. No. This is not what Islam teaches us. Not at all. That first you believe in Allah and then I will do dua for you. No, you don't force anybody to believe in Islam. You don't bring them or succumb to your deen and then that you'll pray for them. So Allah Ta'ala didn't put down the condition that bring about iman. Then the Rasulullah SAW didn't say that bring about iman, Islam, then I'll do dua for you. Nor did the Prophet SAW say that, no, you persecuted us or you gave us problems and you ridiculed us, then I'll do dua for you. This is the character of the Prophet SAW. This is mukhlaseen. The example that the Prophet ﷺ has given. So as soon as he said this, then Allah's Nabi ﷺ stood up, sat up, and raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his hands hadn't even come down. And then the clouds came, and the freshness came, and the rains fell, and Makkah benefited from the rain. Subhanallah. Because when the Prophet ﷺ's hands are raised, then Allah ta'ala accepted straight away. So my brothers, what we need to see here is that this is the great status that we need to bring about. This is mukhlaseen. That inside we should be so pure and clean, that we should not be enemies with anybody. That thousands of our money, hundreds of thousands or millions of our money somebody can consume, and you are forced to submit to somebody or to help somebody, then help that person. Assist that person. We need to get to this character, to this level. And this is Islam. This is the Islam that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And due to this iman level, we'll get the rewards. Illa ibadallaha mukhlaseen. Allah says, apart from those people, illa, from amongst the creation, except for those people who inside and outside, internally, externally, they'll be one. I don't want to see how much ibadah you've done, worship, how many signs of prostration there on your forehead, and how much you've got a humpback due to your prostration and bowing. Allah says, I want to see how much of your life, inwardly, outwardly, was completely in accordance with the sunnah. Internally, did you follow the sunnah? The objective that I gave to the human beings, that's the reason why I sent the Prophet ﷺ to the world. Did we accept the deen of the Prophet ﷺ? There was no bid'at, no innovation, nothing from my side, nothing from somebody else's side. I totally 100% practiced the deen of the Prophet ﷺ, zahiri and batini. Externally, internally, I had the same deen, the same akhlaq of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the same akhlaq that Rasulullah ﷺ brought. I had that same akhlaq. Do you have that? So such a great advert in the Quran. Allah has mentioned the qualification, illa ibadallaha mukhlaseen, that become the pious servants of Allah. So to attain this level, Allah Ta'ala has given us the formula, the methodology. How do we get ikhlas, sincerity, the zahiri? Externally we are correct and internally we are correct. For this reason, the Quran is defined to us tazkiyah. Purification. What is it? Tazkiyah. Subhanallah. So we should say to somebody that, please teach me how to clean myself. Help me to become purified. Sit in the company of a Wali Allah. Ask that Wali Allah that I want to be clean externally, internally. Please, you can hit me, beat me, give me wazifa, lessons. Please explain to me how to attain these qualifications so I can become mukhlisin, ikhlas, good akhlaq, so I can do ibadah according to what Allah Ta'ala requires, and internally my akhlaq becomes that what Allah Ta'ala wants. So brothers, let's think. Do we want to make effort on this? And this is the Quran. The verses of the Quran I've explained to you. This is the meaning of our life. Let's not fall into a trap that, oh, I want to become successful through other means. Oh, successful is that person. Allah says you will get success by following this methodology. And all the darajat that we've just discussed in the Quran, and these verses, these are for us, for the people of Iman. Allah says that for this you need to be a person who has ikhlas. If you fulfill the requirements, the criteria, Allah Ta'ala says, you will get the qualifications, you won't have even died, and the angels will come to you with glad tidings. Oh, you're a great person. Why are you worried? Why are you trembling and shaking about death? The preparations have been made for you, to greet you, to accept you, to welcome you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that what we've heard, we can do amal on this. When we read the Quran, we should think that what is the Quran telling us? What is it teaching us? We should do amal on this. If we make effort to attain this darajat, attain tazkiyah, that we should have connection and company of a wali Allah, have ikhlas with him, and become students. We should attain this sahih ilm. We should not waste the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.